I don't know if you know what I mean there. But anyway, the Echolink, I wanted to ask you a question, too, about it. I have a Ford Top 10 truck that has 9/11 assist on it. So what that means is when you're driving down the road, if you go in the ditch or have an accident, it'll dial 911 for you all by itself. And then, yeah, of course, the ambulance will show up or whoever it calls, but they come. Anyway, it appears when that is on, it affects my Echolink. Like, I was going out one day last week, and I was listening. I think it was Pierre was talking. Everything was fine. As soon as I started the truck, it still shows the receive light is on, that you're receiving something, but no audio.
No.
When I got to my destination,
one, two,
I shut the
five,
truck off,
three,
and then
seven,
opened the door,
time out.
And then the audio was back, and everything was okay. What do you think of that? Back to you.
Check on your phone to see if just do the pull-down menu from the top with your finger and see if Bluetooth is enabled. It sounds like you've got Bluetooth enabled and it's connecting to a device here in your truck. That would, so make sure Bluetooth is not activated, disabled there, turned off. And you'll be fine there. I'm pretty sure that's what this problem might be there. Back to you, Wade, the 4 Alpha Alpha Papa, the 5 RJM.
Break.
Yeah, BE5 RJM, BE4 Alpha Alpha Papa. Yeah, it's Bluetooth that runs it all right, but would my Echolink still work? Like, I'm talking like, when I'm doing this, I'm in the country like 3 and 4 miles. I'm a long piece away from any Wi-Fi or anything like that. I'm actually surprised that Echolink works. I thought you had to be in a Wi-Fi area. Back to you.
Yeah, I heard you in there, Pierre, so just stand by. You just need to have cell service for Echolink to work on your phone there. So if you've got cell service, you've got Echolink. So it's got nothing to do with the Bluetooth should be disabled on your phone when you're using Echolink. That way you won't be connecting to other devices or it's trying because it's always looking for it and it's always trying, so it will also weaken your battery faster as well. So yeah, I have Bluetooth disabled and you get to go. Go ahead, Pierre. The 5 Alpha Lima, 5 RJM in the group with the 3 IFC and the 4 Alpha Alpha Papa. Go ahead, Pierre. And good morning to you.
Good morning. I forgot Miss Lane. Good morning, VE4 Alpha Alpha Papa. Well, I have a comment for that. It's very simple to fix it. When you are on the Echolink, when your car is running, you don't need to press the menu on the Echolink. You press right on top on the right side there. There is a little speaker on it. Just punch that speaker and you go down. You have three options. A speaker, headphone, or Bluetooth. And you put the, you click on Bluetooth, you're good to go. Back to you, Randy.
Well, if you have Bluetooth disabled, it doesn't show up there, I don't think, up here. So I know on mine it doesn't. But don't know. But yeah, it should disable the Bluetooth because it doesn't work very well on substitute devices. So you might as well disable it and not use it because it depends on the age of your vehicle and the technology being used. Not all Bluetooth is the same. So they haven't perfected that. Send me that information there, Wade, and about that repeater, and we'll see what that's all about there. There's also an app there called QSL1 you might want to register for and download. It works way better than DV Switch or even Echolink you can use on it, and many other digital modes. So you can have multi modes hooked up there, not just Echolink. You can have SAR and I think DMR and a few other digital modes as well. So of course you got to register for each one of them, but as long as you get one working or the other, All-Star seems to work pretty good too on it. It's called QSL1. So one, you call it out in Google, O-N-E, and then it comes up QSO, that number one, .org or something like that, and then you download it, and then register, you have to register for it there and so forth, just like you did for Echolink or any of the other ones. Back to you, Wade, the 4 Alpha Alpha Papa, the 5RJM.
Okay, that sounds interesting, Randy. So you say it's QSO1, which is O-N-E. I will give that a try. But so that works, again, through your cell phone, though, correct?
Yeah, that's correct there. And you have to know your using password for whichever one that you're setting up. So I would register for allstarlink.org and register there, and then they'll give you a number and all that, and then you just plug all that into your QSO1 app, and you're good to go. So I have a little flaw on mine. It's only half set up. So I'll fix once I get home from my little vacation here. We're at the lake here, so planning on a full day here today. So anyway, over to Pierre. We left him out in the cold, and then pass it to Pierre, Paul, the 3IFC, the 5RJM, and the group.
Yeah, just remember, Randy, QSO1 is working on the Android phone, and they're not working on the iPhone at all. They're coming soon. That's what he said on the internet, but I don't know when. Good morning, Paul, V4 Alpha Alpha Papa, V5 Alpha Lima. Did you get your new HF? QSL.
Yeah, back to you, Paul. No, I haven't done that yet. I want to do that right away. There's a, like I said, a few things I'm trying to get done before winter. But there's always a few things that come in to mess up my time. Like today, for instance, I took the dog for a walk at 7, and then now I'm home. I got to make breakfast. I'm making bread. And this afternoon, my brother has a 58 Plymouth, where we're having trouble with the it drawing fuel from the tank. So we're going to take the tank off of that this afternoon, so that's going to tie up my afternoon. We want to get that car working because we have a function to go to on Saturday, and we want to take it, ride in it down there. So, but, yeah, I want to get that antenna up as soon as I can. I've got it all planned and ready to go. I just have to make the purchase. Back to you, Paul.
Wow. Then you'd be laughing right out loud. Well, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Wade. I'm going to cheer you on. From Orillia, Ontario, I'm going to cheer you guys on. That's great. Thank you for sharing. What do you think of all that, Randy? VE3ISC.
Yeah, that's super.